Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's check in with the twins. It's Twinning with Sissany.
Well, it is March 4th, 2022. Welcome to another episode of Twinning with Sissany. It's Sissany. I don't know what. I feel always so awkward when I say Twinning with Sissany and then I introduce myself as if it would be somebody else.
Well, you could say, welcome to another episode of Twinning with Sissany. This is Sissany.
I hate it. No, see, it's too many S's.
It's fine.
Anyways, here we're a little rusty, all right? That's producer Erica Shea. And I say that because, if you listen every week, well, you haven't been lately because right. We took a little bit of a break. I'll blame COVID. I'll blame that and the whole family getting it. And then we got out of it and then life got a little busy. Like, I feel like I have something every weekend.
You do have something every weekend.
And so do you. And so does the majority of people. It's like masks are going away. It's like, are we done? Like we're entering the endemic part of this.
Haven't we been here before though? Haven't we done this like masks are going away thing? And then
this one feels different.
It does feel different. Wow. My voice. It does feel different because everyone's gotten it at this point.
Yeah, and there's bigger problems in the world.
That's also true.
I feel. And
It's
interesting that, this is not a political podcast, so we don't need to get into the minutiae of everything, but you know what's happening in the world. So I feel like us wearing masks indoors, outdoors, not here, show your proof of vaccination. Like, it's just like,
I know.
Whatever. Yeah, everyone's gotten it probably, and if you haven't, then you're a unicorn. And
I went to a bar last weekend. Actually, after you and I went to brunch, I went out and they were like, oh yeah, check your vaccination. And then you didn't have to wear a mask inside. And it felt just so good.
It does. It feels good. But I wonder if I would feel different if I hadn't gotten COVID yet.
I'm sure I would still be more cautious. Yeah.
Yeah. Because right now we're kind of in this like free for all stage where essentially we can't get it. Although Aza got sick, was it yesterday? Gosh, I feel like the days are all blended together. Yeah. But yesterday she woke up sick. She went to bed a little sick the night before. And then like I had given her cough medicine, but I just thought it was like a little weird cough. And then she woke up yesterday with a fever. So we're like, well, it's not COVID because she already got it. But then I was like, what if she's that rare case where like you hear that you get it again within the 3 month period. And so we tested her, but she was negative. And
so you like still went through the testing.
I mean, we have all these tests now because I bought, I don't even know how many. I was just buying them during the whole like, January?
When everyone was sick.
Yeah. Like when we were all getting sick and like you couldn't find tests anywhere and you had to wait hours and days to go test at a place. I was like, let's just get all the at home kits. So yeah, we have a bunch now, but she was negative. And then, so we took Max into school yesterday. And when I say we, it's a collective we, because obviously I was doing the morning show, so it was not me.
We being Michael.
Michael took Max into school, and I get a text from him while we're doing the show. And he goes, hey, I had a really tough time dropping off Max in at school. Just FYI, he's pulling the sick card. And then I look at my phone, and it's like 8:30 in the morning, and I'm like, well, I don't know what this means, because like, he's basically like FYI, if the school calls you, you're going to have to go pick him up.
Oh,
because Michael and I are both at work. Like, I'm back at the station. He is back at his job in Valencia, which if you're not in the LA area, Valencia is a good 35, 40 minutes outside of, it's like a suburb outside of main LA where we live.
I didn't realize he was back in the office.
Yeah.
Like every day?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Fridays are a little cashy.
Yeah. At most places.
Sometimes
really.
We go, sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
So yeah. So basically the majority of days. And then Mondays are kind of starting to maybe be up in the air. He like was start telling me. He was just like, I don't know.
Maybe that maybe middle week.
That might be a more flexible day too, which is actually kind of a nice schedule.
Totally.
But anyways, it would be way more difficult for him to come back into into town as if we're
the valley.
I mean the valley, but it
was
like
technically in the valley.
I know, that's what I was trying to, that's why I stopped myself. I was like, the city,
he's further from the school than your work is.
Yes. So I really had a moment when we were doing the show yesterday where I'm like, what if they call me and it's 9 a.m. or 9, I mean, and now we're not done with the show, and what do I do? I've never had that experience, basically, because the kids have always, I've always been home since they started school, and I'm 5 minutes from their preschool.
I feel like that's motherhood, and sometimes you gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's unreasonable for you to be like,
I feel like Ryan would get it.
Totally. Yeah. I gotta, and like, go. To be like, hey, I'm sorry, can you do the last hour without me? Like, of course.
Yeah.
That's life.
I know. So really, I just, that one really threw me yesterday, and I picked him up. Oh, so yesterday was so beautiful, by the way, temp wise in Los Angeles.
Oh, I was like, oh, what happened?
Well, I don't know. I was just like, did you hear about Beata's workout chart?
Oh, did I hear about?
Okay.
Yes.
So Beata is our boss. She's the coolest boss ever. And I'm not just saying that for brownie points, because one, she doesn't listen to this podcast, and two, like, she just really is though. And she showed Erica and I, I remember now, we were on the Zoom call, and she showed us this chart about like how a good majority of the staff is working out every day and holding each other accountable. Mm-hmm. So you get like little stars next to your name if you work out that day, and all you have to do is send a picture of your Apple Watch, you know, ring closed, right, or you on a treadmill or whatever it is, basically proving that you did get, and she says at least 10 minutes of active activity, which I don't think is enough. I think a good 40 like minutes is
30 is really.
All right. So I was like, yesterday we were slammed at meetings. I didn't even leave the station until I don't even know what time, close to 4.
Yeah.
And I got there at 5 in the morning. So it was a long day, and I came home and I'm like, I'm exhausted, and I know that after I pick up the kids from school, or Maximus from school, I'm going to have to come home, make dinner, and then it's bath, and then it's bedtime. And that has been the routine lately. Well, technically, yesterday I was supposed to take Aza to dance class, but she didn't go because she was sick.
Right.
So I came home, and I said, it is so beautiful today, I'm going to walk to go pick up Maxon from school.
Oh.
So it's a mile. It's exactly 1 mile there, 1 mile back. So it was like the perfect little mini workout that I got in. Totally. I'm totally sore today from that walk. Just depressing.
How does he walk back with you?
No, I pushed a stroller, which then like I'm like the weirdo pushing an empty stroller there. But I covered it because our stroller has like the cover that can go all the way over. So
there
it really
was
looked,
small baby.
There was a small baby in there, but there was no baby. That's, I wonder, funny, if people thought I was like irresponsible because I was like going so fast and just like hitting curbs.
You're like, it's empty, I swear. Here's a question about the stroller with Maxon. So he's almost 4.
Yeah, he's getting big.
I would say, when does that end?
I think 4. Like, I think, like, if we go to Disneyland, I think I'll still use the stroller. Because it's nice, like, to have if they get tired or whatever. That's a long day. But if we're going to the mall or the Grove or something like that, I don't think they need a stroller anymore.
No. They hold your hand and walk. And
We have towed all 3 in the Upa Baby Vista. So FYI, if you've got 3 little ones, that's a great stroller. We went out for a walk the other day. It was like a Sunday. We went and had brunch at this one place right by our house. And we put Savea in the top. Aza was in the front. What do they call it? The bumble seat. And then we have the kickstand. So then Maxon stood up and held onto the handles with me. And then we...
How much weight is that?
Well...
Like when you combine...
The twins are 35 pounds each, and Savea is 18. So 78, almost 100 pounds. With the stroller,
holy moly,
pushing 100
That's
pounds.
Kind of a nice workout.
It is. No, it's good. And it's uphill and downhill. So I think Michael pushed the uphill and I pushed the downhill. Or vice versa. I forget which one was harder.
I was like, honestly, both sound hard.
Yeah.
So.
No, so it is doable, and we're going to Hawaii, not next week, but the next week, and we're bringing that stroller just to get through the airport and deal with that. I feel like
get a kid on the back.
I feel like the twins could walk, but I know that when we get to Hawaii, they're still going to be checking vaccinations and all that, and last time we went, it was like an hour-long line. Like, we had to wait an hour for them to check all of your stuff, and maybe they have it more figured out now, but And it's really funny because they're getting rid of all that 2 weeks or a week after we get back from Hawaii.
Of course.
Like, of course.
That's okay. And we were kind of talking about the whole COVID thing. You're going to Hawaii because of feeling like you're in the clear, right?
I know. I mean, we took Saveah for her 1 month checkup. And so this was last
1 month.
Sorry. Her 6 month. Month to month. Her 6 month checkup, which was February 17th. And our pediatrician told us, she was just like, wow. She's like, well, you guys made it out alive. You're good. Everyone got COVID. You've all recovered. You know, no lingering side effects that we know of. I'll come back to that in a second, actually, because there was one. And she's like, you guys are basically superheroes. Like, you should go on a vacation. You just travel the world. She doesn't need a ticket. Like, you know, I was like, my brain just started like going crazy. And Mike and I got home and we booked a trip that day. Like, if we wouldn't have gone to our doctor's appointment, like, I don't think we'd be going to Hawaii right now.
It's going to be very fun because it's the first time for the twins at Aulani.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first time for the twins to Hawaii. We went, Michael and I went for the baby moon in, when did we go? June of last year. And we came home and brought the kids little stuff because we stayed at the Four Seasons, which is right next door to Aulani. Mm-hmm. And so we walked over to Aulani and went to the Disney store there and bought them some things and came back. And so they, when we got them all these gifts, they were like, what? Like, WTF? Why didn't you bring us? Like, I want to go to Hawaii.
We would like to go there.
This looks cool. And they saw like our pictures. And so it's so funny. And they had just turned three back then and had so many opinions and have not forgotten. Like, they bring it up all the time. So when we told them we were going to Hawaii, they're really excited. And we filmed it actually because I thought it was going to be one of those cute videos that you like post and goes viral. Not the case. So we're videotaping down and we're going to go to Hawaii. And they're like, cool. Like, they're excited, but not like really excited. And then all of a sudden it was like sheer panic. They were like, well, how do we get there? And then I was like, well, we take an airplane. They were like, oh no.
What?
Like, yes. They were like, no, I don't want to go on the airplane. They're like, it goes high in the sky. And we're like, well, not too high.
You're like, no, it's very low to the ground.
No, it's really, and then like, was it fast? I'm like, well, it's still a 6 hour flight. I'm like,
really, really slow. Well, cause the last time they were on an airplane,
they didn't know. They were one. We went to Cabo.
No, you went to Denver.
I'm a liar. They were almost two and we went to Denver. So yes, they've only been on two airplanes. Oh, I held up three fingers when I did that.
we're really rusty today.
They've only been on two airplanes. But that was like, gosh, I feel like anything. I feel like now maybe they'll remember this trip, but who knows? It's still TBD.
That is so crazy to think that they have not been on an airplane since before the pandemic.
Like, I have to buy them a seat. Denver, the only reason we did Denver is because they were about to turn two that mm-hmm. May, and we went in February, and it was 3 weeks before the shutdown, by the way.
Yeah.
And it was 2020, and we did it because they were going to be free.
Yeah.
And then we ended up buying one extra seat on the flight back because it was hell holding them in our laps. So I was like, let's just get the whole row. And then that was actually really nice.
Wow.
But yeah, so we'll see. And, you know, yeah, we had to get them seats. Saveah is going to be bouncing back from Michael and I. And
yeah, with like four seats for five people because Saveah is so little. Easy.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be easy. Actually, what's going to help a little bit, my best friend Taja is coming. Not with us, but she's going to be on our flight.
Okay.
She has a grandpa that lives in Hawaii. And so she's just like, well, I'll go out the same week. And she has to go and like help him. And so she's going to be on the same flight.
That is nice.
Yeah.
So three adults, three kids,
essentially. But she's not, but we'll be alone with them at the resort. She's like, so like, I'm not staying at Aulani.
Yeah.
She's, no kids. And that's not the vibe. But we're so really excited and also a little anxious because, this is their first time traveling with three children. I've been like reading mom blogs and like, what type of tips do you guys have and all this stuff. So I'll come back with full info on all the things, because even dumb stuff like, when you check your stroller at the gate, they put it under the plane. But then they bring it right back out when we land, and then it's right there waiting for you to then be able to get off when you get off the plane. But like the only stroller that I have is my Upa Baby one, and it's like a really light material. It's like a tan fabric. And so I don't want them to just like throw that wherever. So you have to get these like stroller bags. They're called like gate check. Why can I say that? Gate check bags. And you put the stroller in that bag, and then that's what they lug down there and then lug back up. It's like dumb stuff like that. And then
just little things.
Buying all the sunblock.
I was in the car yesterday, and I was thinking about this podcast and how we were going to do an episode. And I randomly just thought to myself, like, holy moly, you have three kids. Like, sometimes it's just like, whoa.
I know. It blows my mind, too, because sometimes you just kind of, like, think of the twins as, like, one, I don't know. I know they're two people, but you kind of just, like, the twins and the baby.
Group them.
Yeah, which they say never to do. And I never did it before I had Saveya, because I just had the twins, so I never called them the twins. I always said Aza and Maxon. Always, because in our twin class, that was like one of the things that we learned, to give them their individuality and blah, blah, blah. But now that we have Saveya, it's the baby and the twins. And so I'm like, I catch myself saying that.
Wow. So to them, you're supposed to say
their names,
Aza and Maxon, as much as you can.
Yeah. Like, think about your brothers and sisters. I mean, it happens sometimes in families that you like the older kids, the younger kids. Like, so.
Or for me, it's like the girls.
The girls.
Because there's three girls and a boy. So it's like the girls get grouped together.
I think it's just our natural tendency to do that because we're just speeding through life in general. But
seriously.
I know. So it's funny because Tanya, who's on the On Air with Ryan Seacrest show with us, we were walking to get breakfast yesterday morning, and she goes, can I ask you a question? And I was like, yeah. I know. Where is this going to go? This go anywhere. It's going to be like about the show, or it could be about like periods. Mm-hmm. And she is like, how do you do it all? Like, how do you have like the three kids, the job, like the husband and like the all? And I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, like, well, we have help. So like, you know, it's like, obviously I have like childcare, and essentially the kids going to preschool is like a childcare.
True.
But I also said it doesn't happen overnight. Like, it's not like I woke up one day and all of a sudden I was married with three kids.
True.
So everything's gradual, you know? It's like, I was single. I had a dog. Like, that was my responsibility. That was my first... Dakota was my first, like, maternal-type responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I remember because I was so single. I was 25. I wasn't single. I had just met Michael. But that's why I got Dakota, because I was lonely. Because Michael lived in San Diego, and I really liked this dude. And I couldn't see him, like, as often as I would like to see my boyfriend. We would see each other every weekend, maybe every 2 weeks. And it really, like, I would call him all the time and be like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm working. I was like, oh, okay. So needy. And so I got Dakota to, like, fill that void, which she totally did. And ultimately probably saved Michael and I's relationship. And now she shits all over the house because she's so old. But anyways, so that was my first whoa moment, because I was like, oh, I can't just like hop on a plane and go to Vegas with my friends this weekend, or I can't, like, it's like I have to figure out like where I'm gonna if I spend the night somewhere, like I have to have someone watch her, like all the things. And so everything happened gradually, and then I met Michael, and we were dating for 5 years, and then we got engaged, and then we got married, and then we got another dog, and then sat on that for 4 years.
Wait, did you get Gypsy after you got married?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
we got married in January 18th of 2014, and we got Gypsy in April of that year.
Oh
yeah, we wanted another dog, and we and he just like fell into our world because someone had found him, rescued him, and brought him back to health, essentially, because he was like about to die. Like, he was like literally skin and bones, covered in fleas,
dog
covered in something else. I forgot what it was.
Wasn't he like all matted?
Yeah. Oh, he was just, it was so, and he was so skittish. Like, he didn't trust anybody. If you like went to go pet him, like, oh, he would roll onto his back and piss himself.
Oh, and now he lets the twins, or actually all the kids, pull his ears.
Yeah. He's the sweetest, most, he's the best dog in the world. And so we got him, and then, so I'm like, that's what my point was, like, it's difficult, kind of, but also you just grow into these roles. I think as a mom, you like That's why you have a baby in your stomach for 9 months.
like you like learn to really take care of yourself so that
I think
you're ready.
So
it's kind of like, obviously it's different, but like in my mind, the way I see it is like when you slowly move up a ladder at work, like,
yeah,
you can't go from like newbie to CEO in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You're at like CEO status now.
Oh, I'm definitely not CEO of my life. I don't think so. I think CEO is like when the kids are graduated in college.
Okay, you're like...
Or is that retirement? No, that's not retirement. Because I feel like that's baller CEO. Because now your kids are grown and like now you can just like vacation with your husband like wherever you guys want.
All right, you're like a VP right now. You're like still doing a lot of work.
A VP, yeah. I still do a lot of work. I still have to report to somebody and I don't know who that is. I guess
it's the kids.
I think it's my kids, yeah. This is all starting to make sense. Yeah. Speaking of which, I am such a like working for the man type of person when it comes to them because your life just revolves around them. You know, I look at my calendar and I just like work, meeting, pick up the kids, take them to soccer, take them to dance, take them to this. And so that's just 3 days out of the week. I have activities with them Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And it's already like a little chaotic, but
and that's with Savea doing nothing. I know, I don't want to stress you out, but again,
I know
you grow into it,
you figure it out. Pretty soon they're going to be old enough to like where they don't have to be in like their crazy car seats and they can just be like maybe in like one of those like boosters that you just sit on, and then I can have help. Like I can ask my brother-in-law or my sister-in-law who live just down the street, like, hey, can you guys pick up Izzy and Maxim from school, take them to soccer for me, and then I'll pick them. You know, like I feel like that's where the world's gonna come to for us.
What a dream. It's like when we were younger and like if you had dance class with your friend and their mom would pick you up and then your mom would take you home, like
carpool.
It just, yeah, it changes.
I'm gonna rely heavy on the carpool life because that's just the reality I think of having three kids and trying to manage everything. But it's still kind of nice. Like I just know now that like when I have to take Aiden and Max into these events, I have an hour to sit on my phone. So I'm like, okay. So like once they're in class, I sit on the bench right outside, peek in every now and then. But then I'm just doing stuff. I'm checking emails and I'm still working on my phone for those 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But you know, you get through it.
How is soccer going? Because I think they started it either our last episode or right after our last
episode. So they started like 2 weeks. So they've gone for 2 weeks in a row. Today's week three. And I don't think they're going to go today because they're not feeling good. That being said, it's okay. Aza's really good. She really likes it. Maxon's really good as well. He doesn't like it so much. All right, that's the vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
But he's good. Like once he like we're telling him like, okay, dribble it and shoot it. Like he has control of the ball and like does all that. Aza's like naturally like really into it. And so I'm like, of course. And like she's gonna like soccer and she's not gonna want to do dance. So
right. It's like, you know what though?
Crushing
Maxon
my dream.
Loves dance. So
I love that he loves dance. Like that
is so cute.
Is the best thing ever. And he's so good at it. But I asked him the other day, I was like, Maxon, do you like dance? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, do you like soccer? He's like, yeah. And then I was like, do you like one more than the other? And he was just like, I like both, mommy. And so he's just
so sweet.
Figuring it out, I feel.
He's also like proud. Like when I came over, I don't know, sometime last week, he told me I scored a goal in soccer. Like he's like all proud of it. And it's so cute.
Yeah. So it's really just, these are the moments. Like I remember like when I wanted kids and I'm like, this is the stuff I was excited about. And I also don't want to like blink and then have it all be gone. But
I know
we're so early on. I know I was eating Girl Scout cookies last night.
I'm really curious. Oh, and you're thinking about.
So then it got me thinking about Girl Scouts. And I was like, shoot, am I going to have to like look into this and sign up Aza? I always wanted to do Girl Scouts when I was a kid. My parents never let me.
I did it for 1 year. And then it really was that I was doing so much else. I was dancing. I was playing soccer. I was playing basketball. That it was like, it wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
And I'm such a girl's girl. So it's not like, you know, it's not like that's an issue.
That's what I want to do, though. I want to put them in everything and have them figure out their interests. Like, you know, I was a little deprived of things. And it sounds so like bratty because I was not deprived. I was a very privileged, I had a very privileged childhood growing up with everything that our parents gave us. But my dad was really old school and he did not allow me to play sports. And I don't know why, but he just didn't want me to. He's like, you do dance and cheerleading and blah, blah, blah. Basically, like, you know, just, I don't know. We joke with him about Maxon doing dance. And he's just,
right,
you know, he can play soccer too. And I was like, he will, Dad, but he likes dance. Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, he can do it all. It's fine.
But, and I can't help but wonder, like, if I had this other calling, like, to be, well, I don't know, a soccer player.
I mean, maybe. I think your calling was probably to be on the radio.
Sure. But it's funny because we were doing these things for Women's History Month. This is this month. Mm-hmm. And so our web department hit us up and they were like, hey, can you guys like give us your favorite, you know, inspirational quote and some woman you look up to and like what you would tell your younger self or something like that, blah, blah, blah. And so I was thinking about this and one of the things was just like, know your interest and believe in yourself. And so when I was little, like, I feel like at the age of 3, when I first started dancing to like cut to high school cheerleading and competing in front of thousands of people and like all that stuff, like I felt like my calling was always to perform in front of people ever since I was a little girl. And mm-hmm. ultimately, yes, that has paved the way into like the career that I'm in now. Like I'm not doing backflips every day, but I think I'm doing them mentally.
I was going to say, but probably mentally.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, it, everything kind of just like, these are the moments, like this starts now. So I want to give them as much opportunity to all these different avenues. Like we were walking home yesterday with Maxon and we passed by a little studio and all these kids were on like painting. It was an art studio. And so there was all these little kids painting and I was like, oh my gosh, look at that, Maxon. Like, would you want to come to a class here and paint? And he was like, it looks like school. And I was like, well, it's different, but okay.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, they have them starting ages 4 and up, whatever. So I don't know. I just want to like submerge my kids in as much as possible and see what they gravitate towards. But I feel like every parent wants that.
Yeah, I give my parents a lot of credit because it was like maybe they just didn't want us around that much in the summer. But it was like in the summer, I would do a theater class for 3 weeks and then I would do a painting class and then I did tennis camp.
That's cool.
I never played tennis again, but I got to try it.
But
and
I want to learn how to play tennis. I don't know how to play.
Let's go take tennis lessons. Then we can teach your kids.
Oh, man. I don't know. I just feel like this is only the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
and that kind of
they have their whole lives.
Right. And this kind of got Michael and I thinking about baby number 4.
Yes.
Because it's impossible. I don't know how parents with 4 kids do it. Because I can barely keep up with the 3. So if we have another one of the kids is going to be feel left out.
Probably as the 4th child. actually, no, I never really felt left out. I do think my brother maybe more often felt left out because it was 3 girls and him.
Mm.
But also, you know, the thing about having 4 is my family was similar to yours. Kelly, the one before me, was a great baby.
Uh-huh.
Zavea is a great baby.
Ah, interesting.
I was not a great baby. Oh, I stopped napping at 2 years old.
Well, of course, because you see all your other older kids.
Yeah, I was like, I want to go hang out with them. So what is the decision you guys
No,
made?
The decision is we're done. The decision is, I think the universe is making the decision up for us because my IUD is not sitting well with me.
Yes. Explain that a little more because...
Yeah. So I forget the name of them. They all sound like porn stars. They do.
They all sound like porn stars?
IUDs? Yes. IUD brands. Stand by. The Mirena, the Liletta, the Kylina, and Skyla. Tell me those are not stripper names.
I mean, I guess I see what you're saying, but I've never thought of it this way until now.
That's why I forget which one I had. So I have the Mirena, and it is the 6-year one. Before this, after the twins, I got the Kylina.
Yeah, you did have the Kylina.
And the Kylina is a 3-year one.
Yeah.
And I almost was going to do that one again because I figured that would take me to 40. And that would be really the ultimate, like, what are we doing?
If we're going to do it, it's now.
Yes. And if so, I also thought, Ryan, God, in my life, I just confuse Ryan and Michael all the time.
Especially in this topic.
I know. It's just so. Well, the only reason it's like this is because we were just talking about it on the Morty Show, too. And so, anyways, this is life. So, I ultimately thought Michael will get his vasectomy sometime soon. Anyways, so who knows? Like, it really doesn't really matter. I feel like 3 years is fine. My doctor convinced me to get the 6-year one. She didn't convince me, but she was just like, here's a 6-year one. And like, at least this is like, you don't even have to, like, if in 3 years you guys are still unsure, this at least takes you longer. And I was like, well, and my gut instinct, and this is why I say always go with your gut.
Yeah.
My gut instinct was, I already know that I like the other one because I liked the way it was in me, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to like reinvent the wheel and change things, but sure, I'll try it. And I asked her, like, are the side effects the same? I asked her all the questions and she was just like, there shouldn't be a difference. Shouldn't be. Well, there is. I don't know. And I don't know if it's temporary because I've only had it in for 3 months. How old's Savea? No, I got her when she was 6 weeks old. So it's almost four months.
Wow. Okay. Maybe,
at this point. And my periods are like so irregular and that part doesn't even bother me so much. I'm okay with them being irregular, like how time apart that I get them, but they last forever. Like this last period lasted for like almost 3 weeks.
It's multiple questions there.
Okay. I'll answer one before you even say it. It was not like heavy that entire time.
Oh, that wasn't my question. Okay. But it wasn't, it was like spotting.
Yeah. It was like a normal period at first, 2 days of that, maybe like nothing crazy. And then it was like, oh, I think I'm done. And then I would like go a day and then I wasn't done. And so I've like ruined underwears and all this shit. So I basically would sometimes put a tampon in, sometimes wouldn't. Sometimes it would still spot, sometimes it wouldn't. And this is just like an ongoing game for weeks. Now I'm done. Like right now, I'm like, it ended like maybe 5 days ago. And I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot what it's like to not have.
But then it's like, are you starting again in a week?
Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see.
Frustrating.
It's very frustrating. But with the other one was I didn't get a period. I had it for like 2 months.
Oh, with your last one.
And then it went away the entire time. And it was so freaking awesome.
You know, it could also be, and I'm sure you've thought about this, like our bodies change, obviously, especially after having kids.
Yeah.
So maybe your body is just like.
Yeah. I mean, it's maybe my uterus and things down there are different now, especially because I had a vaginal birth versus C-section.
That's true.
Either way, we're not doctors and I need to call my doctor and be like, WTF.
This isn't doing well. My question about the 3-week period was like.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not to be too personal, but like, does that ruin your sex life?
Yes, it does.
Because I'm like, I think about like, I'm not even seeing anyone, but I still think about like, oh, when I'm on my period, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, for 3 weeks.
It's not pleasant.
No.
And it sucks because Michael doesn't know anything that's happening, you know, like for him, he's just like, hello, it's been a minute. Yeah, literally. And I'm like, ugh, like I feel so gross, you know, just like I don't, there needs to be no visitors down there right now. Like by visitor, they only have one. So,
yeah, you know, by the way, I just really love that this podcast is a place where we can openly talk about our periods and IUDs and birth control.
Yeah, you know, because this is the stuff we're going through.
This is reality.
So, yeah, put a pin in this. I'll come back to it and tell you what we decide to do. But I had a conversation with Michael the other night, and I was like, yo, I'm like, I think I need to take it out. And he said, okay. He's like, well, take it out. He's like, don't put another one back in. He's like, I think, you know, I was like, this is the time for you to step up.
Right.
Get your little
time to shine.
Snip, snip situation. And so I was trying to be nice, and I'm like, look, the World Cup is this year. I was like, maybe, you know, you can plan it. And then he's like, it's in November. And I was like, oh, that's painful.
You're like, ooh, we can't really be that careful until then. So,
oh my gosh, don't even tell me that. So yeah, I mean, I'm definitely
don't
not
get pregnant.
I'm
right
not
now.
Taking it out until there is an appointment for him.
Okay.
So that's the latest in that world. You know,
does
when
it feel like a relief to have that decision?
It feels like it feels like an unsure decision still, if I'm being honest.
Jeez.
But it's like, I think everybody that decides when they're done having kids, I think you all go through this. You just like, yeah, everything is the last time. So it's like when I'm getting rid of all of Zavea's 0 to 3 month clothes, and even 3 to 6 month clothes, we're starting to get it out. It doesn't fit her anymore. I'm just like, that's the last time I'm going to see clothes that little in my house. And so really just like,
I feel emotional.
I know
this.
It gets to you. And like, her bassinet is still in the snoo is still set up in our bedroom, like just sitting there collecting dust at this point. And her Dakota is still like just propped up against one of the walls. Like, she hasn't laid in that thing in months, and she's just outgrowing everything. So yeah.
Oh man. Do you think that like the day that the procedure is done will feel emotional?
I think so. I kind of want to throw him a party. Is that weird?
I mean, there's a really good theme there. That would be a lot of fun. I'm always down for a party. But I do think maybe announcing to your friends, like, no more sperm might be... Yeah. I mean, you announced it here, so...
Yeah, maybe. You know, that, there was a Real Housewives of Orange County episode where Bronwyn, she's not on the show anymore, but she... She had what do they call it? It was basically, she was done breastfeeding. And so, and it was her 10th child or 9th child, I forget. So she was like really done. Like, they're having no more kids.
Yeah.
And so she had a weaning party. That's what it was. So she was like, she was done weaning and therefore done breastfeeding. And they threw a big party, and it was like the whole theme was boobs. And like, they had a boob cake.
That's
and like
hilarious.
Really funny. I'm like, dang, I missed that. I should have done that.
Yeah, you should have done that. Maybe anyway. You should have Miller just so we could do that.
No!
Just kidding!
You're next.
I am literally so single.
Well, in this room, you're next.
Yes, okay. Between the two of us, I suppose I am next.
Anyways, let's move on. Do we have any questions?
We do have some questions. We did. I just want to quickly say, you said we would come back to COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we'll actually cover... that next week. We will get to more of the COVID, I guess, after effects next week. I will make sure we do it, because there was something interesting that happened with Maxon.
Oh yeah.
But we do have to go soon. So let's get to the questions. Denise asked, do the twins ever fight, and how do you handle it if they do?
Girl.
So yes.
Girl. Yes, they fight constantly. I mean, I think they just fight like siblings fight. I don't know that it's a twin thing or if it's just a brother and sister thing.
Probably just a brother sister thing. But like, how do you separate them?
Yeah, separation is great. I'm really, and I think I'm getting better at not raising my voice.
Okay.
Maxon's super sensitive. So if I yell, it does nothing. All he does is just cry more or get scared, like whatever, you know. So I've found just to like be calmer in the setting, and like the yelling just never helps. I'm definitely learning. I learned that a lot this year specifically, because this was the most challenging year, I think, with them being three. Oh, I see the alert now. So when they fight, I try not to take sides, you know, because if you are constantly getting in the middle of it, you become the referee and you have to eventually pick one, right?
Like, so, the favorite. Yeah.
I sometimes just let them fight it out, truly. And if it gets like crazy, where they're like, really, I don't know, if it gets physical, if one of them hits the other one, which tends to happen sometimes, then I will step in, and the one that hit, it gets in trouble. Now, the other one that got hit is not necessarily out of the woods, because I know that the other one didn't hit that one out of nowhere. So there was something that led to it. But ultimately, whoever hit will go to their room, and then I'll have a conversation with both of them and try to figure out what happened. But I truly try to let them work it out, because I can't step in. This is a constant thing. So I'm like, it's almost just like, there's no blood, we're good.
And it's interesting to think about the fact that, like, when they're at school, you're not there.
Yeah.
So they got to figure it out. If they're fighting with each other at school, they're going to have to figure it out. If they're fighting with each other at soccer practice, they're going to have to figure it out. So.
And it doesn't even ever get that far, because usually it's like, with one of them has the other toy that the other one wants. Like, they just come right to me. So they'll be like, Mommy, Aza took my toy and she's not giving it back. Like, and so at that point, I'll just be like, okay, well, who picked up the toy first? And they're like, but it's my toy. And I was like, but who picked up the toy first? So. Well, what? Jason did, but it's my toy. Okay, well then, were you playing with the toy at the time? No. And so it's like, it's a whole like, dissect the situation.
Yeah.
And then make them understand, like, you weren't even playing with the toy to begin with. Like, so let her play 5 minutes and then we'll switch. And then, you know, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
So much patience.
A lot of personalities now that you got to work with and
that. Yeah, you have a lot of personalities in that house now. Melissa asked, how did you stop breastfeeding? She said, my son will be 6 months next week. My supply has dropped, but I still have some milk. And I think she's saying she wants to stop breastfeeding.
Yeah. Same thing happened to me.
Weaning party.
It's a weaning party. Gosh, girl, Melissa, don't miss the opportunity for a weaning party because you're right there, mama. So this happened to me. My supply kind of started dropping around. Mine was like 5 months. And then so... you slowly start increasing the hours apart from when you pump or breastfeed. So if you used to do it every 4 hours, then you do it every 5, 6, and so on until you're just like morning and night, and then eventually just night, and then eventually just morning, and then eventually just you will pump one day and nothing will come out. And then you're always like, oh my gosh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Our bodies are incredible.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy how it works, but definitely do not do anything cold turkey. That'll give you mastitis. So wean yourself off.
Wean away. And the last one, Trixie asked, are Savea's eyes blue and are they changing?
They're between a blue, a gray, and a green.
Mm-hmm.
I can't decide. And I was filling out her information because we're going to get her a passport. And it's baby that. You have to put the eye color. And
yeah,
I think I ultimately went with green because I feel like they're more green than they are blue. They're not like an ocean blue, but they're not an emerald green, and they're kind of gray, but they do have a tint, so they're not like, I don't know. I would say green. What would you say?
Like, what were they 3 months ago? About same?
Yeah, about the same. They haven't changed, and she's almost 7 months old. They say it could take up to a year. There's always all these myths. My mom is like, ay, ya se quedó. Like, that's her color. Like, she's got green eyes, blah, blah, blah. But then my pediatrician's like, well, it could be up to a year, so.
Right, and... that's the weirdest thing to me about babies. Truly, there's a lot of weird things about babies to me, but the changing eye color. Aza and Maxon are both brown eyes.
Yeah. Maxon's are darker. Aza's are a little bit lighter, kind of like a hazel honey color. Okay. She's got like a hint of green in her eyes. Michael's eyes are hazel. So that's where they get some of their lightness from. And then my uncle's on my mom's side. So like her brothers or two brothers, blue eyes. And my grandpa had blue eyes.
Okay. So it's all there. So it's really no telling.
I know. And literally I like prayed. Like, I hope she has like dark brown hair and like light eyes. She's like, oh, it's going to be so pretty. But I mean, any color is beautiful, but.
I know. Us with brown eyes, we're like, blue.
I always wanted blue eyes. I bought like these janky blue contacts in high school and I wore them all the freaking time. And I bet you it was like so unsanitary and like, I don't even know where I got them from. I got them from like a random store in like Huntington Beach. And I wore them for years.
I get it though.
All right, guys.
That's all we got.
That's going to do it. Thank you so much for hanging out. Enjoy the rest of your day or your night, whenever you're listening to this, your week, your life. Be good to yourself. And follow us on Insta. I'm at Sisani, Sisanie. Erica's Erica Shea with 3 A's. And DM us there if you've got any more questions. And then There is a new talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. So if you see it, play around with it. And
you can send us questions that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could play them back on here, which would be super cool.
Yeah. So if you want to get in on that, that'd be really cool. We haven't tried it yet because we didn't tell you about it. So,
and it's brand new.
And it's literally brand new. But I'm really curious to see how it works. So if you send us some of your questions that way, then yeah, we will play them back on the next episode and answer them. Be cool. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.